The final temptation of Jesus shows the true desires of the devil, the world, and our own sinful flesh. We do not desire to fear, love, and trust in God above all things, especially when the choice is between the hardship of remaining faithful or the ease of denying God. Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, "All these I will give you if you will fall down and worship me." Then Jesus said to him, "Begone, Satan, for it is written, 'You shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve.'" Jesus won the victory over sin, death, and the grave. He has given us the promise of heavenly glory. However, today we are still in this world, still tempted to turn our backs on God, still wanting to ease our burdens in any way possible. The devil promised Jesus the glory of victory without the agony of the cross, but that would be a hollow glory, for our redemption rests on Jesus fulfilling the entire law of God on our behalf. The first commandment, "You shall have no other gods before me," says that we turn our backs on the easy gains of this world. Jesus later told his disciples, "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." The victory is indeed ours, but the victory celebration starts when Jesus returns to judge the living and the dead. Until then, we are on guard against our sinful desires, the temptations of the devil, and the allure of the glamour of this world. May our Lord strengthen our faith to seek him above all things. Amen.